Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, if it's only just begun, there's going to be no end in sight or sound to the Christmas songs from now until...
You sound so thrilled with this.
Well, okay. So what makes a classic, apart from a Noddy Holder's estimation, no doubt, that's a classic for the bank account, one that won't leave your head and makes you get up on the floor at the Christmas party. Well, who better to tell us than music journalist Simon Marr, who has put on his white beard and party hat and dancing shoes. He's with the series Geo. Simon, thanks for coming in.
It's great to be in to talk about this stuff.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Okay, well, look, there's a difference between the 1942 Irving Berlin I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas sung by Bing, which let's face it is a bit sad, and something like I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard. But we're talking not about classics or earners getting people on the dance floor. What's first up?
Well, this, I thought this was interesting because I went and I asked some club DJs about this and I said, what is the thing?
They really will know.
So this is the difference. Like, you know, because I would have thought, get people on the dance floor, it's going to be upbeat, there's going to be a load of bounce to it, all of that. When it comes to Christmas songs, it's different because you're looking for those songs, so the big ones, like your Slade and all of that, but you're also looking for something that will make everybody join hands or link arms around the dance floor and they will just belt it out. And I think you mentioned it earlier on, they will sway, you know, people will sway, and that is the thing that works remarkably well with these tunes.
Well, it's hard to get past this one. Top earner, top floor for
Yeah, her. We're into the billions of streams for Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And what's interesting to nerds like me is that it's quite recent. It's one of the few that does it recently. They said, I was doing a little bit of research on this, and they said there's about 400 Christmas songs released every year. So everybody gives this a bash, but it's so rare that you get that whatever magic Christmas dust that gets sprinkled on that makes it work. So Mariah Carey happily retiring on the back of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay, what else is on the Christmas list there? What, the DJ's list, should I say?
Yeah, well, this is, so you mentioned Merry Christmas Everybody a bit earlier on. Wham's Last Christmas Wham's Last Christmas is always going to be one, and that's done on the basis of, they discovered years ago, they did this, all of this research to work out what makes a great Christmas song. They said, is it the chorus? Is that it's upbeat? And then a lot of people said, no, it's just that little noise that sounds like reindeer are running along, so it's kind of the little jingle of bells. And Last Christmas has that right the way through, and apparently they said it has got the most perfect timing for this, and that's one of the things that made Last Christmas the song that it is.
And the worst Christmas jumpers you've ever seen in the video.
Awful. But it was, and the fact that they're singing in the videos, they're singing about all this, these events that happened last year but nobody remembers. It's like, there are problems there, but for now we leave it with the jumpers.
What do you think of what some people might say the abomination that is Elton John and Ed Sheeran's collaboration?
Do you know, that's a good question, Katie, because I asked the DJ, I said, what happens when that comes on in nightclubs at Christmas? And they said, nothing. It does nothing for people. You can
too
go bland.
I think is
that's
it?
The thing. You can go bland, and you can go to the formal. And even though they're two of the biggest stars in the world, doesn't get much bigger than Elton John and Ed Sheeran. Is that when it gets to Christmas, when it gets to the dance floor, it does nothing. It's neither upbeat enough for people to want to really sing along to and dance along to, and it's not kind of slow enough or, you know, soulful enough for people to want to dance slowly to. So it falls somewhere in between.
Right, the old jive or Shaking Stevens.
Yeah, this is the thing. Yeah.
If you don't get the knees wobbling to that one.
No, the Isle of Man's...
Get the crepe-soled shoes on.
The Isle of Man's biggest ever export, Merry Christmas, everyone. And that's a generational one. And that's that idea that, you know, Shaken Stevens, when the song was released, he was huge. He was one of the biggest stars of the time. But the fact that it has survived so well is something that well, he's obviously delighted about, but that people have managed to have tried to copy so many times. And even that one, Merry Christmas, Everyone from Shakin' Stevens, is one of the most covered Christmas songs, but nobody's managed it. Maybe nobody has the knees.
Well, let's talk about somebody that might be under the age of 60. Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me, I think is a really good tune. It's the thing about it is that it's danceable straight away. If it wasn't a Christmas song, it would be danceable. It's as if they literally said, okay, tracks 16 to 32 on this are going to be the ones that make it Christmassy. And it just works as a very good Christmas song. And it's one of the few, again, that has translated in the last 15, 20 years that's made it onto lists. But again, in the clubs, it's a track that people will listen to and instantly will dance to.
All right. We don't have time to play the clip, but I mean, Die Hard isn't apparently not a Christmas movie, and Stop the Cavalry is apparently never intended to be a Christmas song.
No, Die Hard is a Christmas movie, as we all know at this stage. And but it's because it's got various musical elements that have made it into Die Hard as well, which means that you absolutely know what it is because Run DMC made it into Die Hard, and which is obviously class. And then outside of that, Stop the Cavalry was designed as an anti-war song, you know, and it's very much an anti-war song, but people pick up on one of the key elements of a Christmas song, the brass. And brass is huge in Christmas songs.
And people don't even realise this, but once they hear that brass sound, it triggers that, okay, it's Christmas time.
Absolutely. And E17 did it with Stay Another Day. It was all that whole idea. Just stick in a bell, stick in a bit of brass and you're done.
And a bit of white fur in the video.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, that song you were talking about, people swaying along with the Cayley Band accordion and snare drum as a chorus. This classic, which we'll leave you with.
Someone. Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you. Christmas Day.